The Second Silence by Eileen Googe.
Three silences there are, the first of speech, the second of desire, the third of thought. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Burns Lake, New York, 1969. Prologue. Mary Jeffers gaped in alarm at the man charging through the front door, who she scarcely recognized as her husband. For one thing, it was early afternoon, and Charlie didn't get off work until 5. And though he'd been driving their old Ford pickup, which hissed going up hills and got 9, maybe 10 miles to the gallon, that was on a good day, his shorn black hair glistened with sweat, and his face was stamped with color like he'd run the whole way. As he jerked to a halt before her, she saw that the tips of his ears were red, too, a sure sign of something bad. It was exactly how Charlie had looked when she told him she was pregnant, what felt like 100 years ago. Goose flesh skittered up her arms like tiny biting insects. Seated in the rocking chair by the wood stove, the baby asleep in her arms, she hardly dared to breathe. She hadn't the slightest idea what might have brought Charlie racing home in the middle of the day looking like 4 kinds of bad news, but in a peculiar way, she'd been half expecting it. That was how it was when you were poor. Every day brought some new piece of the sky crumbling down. She clapped a hand to her heart to still its anxious thumping, asking in a soft, tremulous voice, "Charlie, my God, what is it?" He opened his mouth to reply, then closed it again. The expression on his gaunt, troubled face was the one he wore when peering under the hood of their Ford at the balky fuel pump held together with spit and a prayer, as if wondering how much more she could take. Except for his lanky frame and the ink-black hair pushed up in damp spikes, he might have been an old man instead of a boy of just 17.